Good morning. I love flying, but recently I sat next to someone on a plane who was petrified at the thought of being airborne. Now, each of us will have our own threshold of fear, and the days between Ascension and Pentecost, which we're in now, focus both on the absence of the one who'd stood alongside the apostles since they'd been called, and the promise of the Holy Spirit, who would be their advocate, their supporter. Teenagers leave home to start life at college or university. People begin new jobs or embark on a different career, and long-standing relationships end and others begin. This morning, we look to Jesus crowned with honour and glory. In our first hymn, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run.
Jesus shall reign.
Let us pray. Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, your Son, the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, the conqueror of sin and death, has ascended to heaven. He is the mediator between God and us, judge of the world and Lord of all, and has passed beyond our sight, not to abandon us, but to be our hope. Christ is the beginning, the head of the church, and where he has gone, we hope to follow to the place where he lives and reigns for ever and ever. Amen. I've just returned from a wonderful weekend retreat in Spain with a group of 20, 14 and 15-year-olds who are preparing to be confirmed next month. The leader of the weekend used the media and literature in a really imaginative way. And among other things, we watched the movie Bruce Almighty. It's the story of a third-rate television journalist called Bruce Nolan, who aspires to be the anchorman of the primetime news programme, but who has great difficulty in making a success of the somewhat trivial stories which he's sent to cover. And after a particularly disastrous piece which costs him his job, in desperation he turns to God, the all-powerful and almighty, who should, if he's all he's cracked up to be able to sort things out with the flick of a finger. But instead of the instant answer, God invites him to take over his job for a while and issues just two basic house rules. Don't tell anyone who you are and don't mess around with free will. Now, these house rules apply to all of us. Ours is the ever-present God who is yet unseen, the God who does not control but who trusts us to work in cooperation. This morning our reading is taken from the second chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. From our perspective, we don't see the whole picture of Jesus Christ, but we trust in faith that by becoming one of us, by identifying totally with humanity, his passage through death is of benefit to us all, precisely because it's not the easy or the painless route. In the film, Bruce, playing the role of God, comes to realize that by saying yes to the online prayer request of some 400,000 would-be lottery winners, he leaves none of them satisfied and has a riot on his hands. The way to glory meant that for a short while, Jesus was made a little less than the angels.
It was not under angels that he put the world to come, about which we are speaking. Someone witnesses to this somewhere with the words, "What are human beings that you spare a thought for them? A child of Adam that you care for him? For a short while you've made him less than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor, put all things under his feet. For in putting all things under him, he made no exceptions. At present, it is true, we are not able to see that all things are under him, but we do see Jesus, who was for a short while made less than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he submitted to death, so that by God's grace, his experience of death should benefit all humanity."
The truth that praise of God that scales the heights and plummets the depths is brought together beautifully in the music of Ralph Vaughan Williams and the words of the priest-poet George Herbert in our anthem, "Let All the World in Every Corner Sing." Let All the World in Every Corner Sing, sung by our visiting choir, the St. George's Singers, under the direction of Neil Taylor. And now to our prayers. O God, you have given to the world the power of the gospel. Grant that those you have called to live in and serve the world and its concerns may be animated by the Spirit of Christ, so that all they do in this life may serve to build up your kingdom, where you live and reign with the Son and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. The havoc wreaked by the recent cyclone in the Irrawaddy Delta of Burma has taken its toll of life and limb, of homes and families. So as we struggle to come to terms with natural disasters on this scale, we pray for all who are affected in any way. Sustain your people, O Lord, in times of trial. Bind us now more than ever to you and to each other, so that we may triumph by the power of him who loves us, our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We turn now to the God who provides us with our daily needs and keeps us from harm. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In both a physical and a political sense, crowns can often sit uneasily on the heads of monarchs. But in our final hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, the word crown is used as a way of giving praise to Christ, who is the Lord of time, of love, and of peace. The letter to the Hebrews ends with these words of blessing. May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed an eternal covenant, prepare you to do his will in every kind of good action. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.